Welcome to EMG Transformations with Dan Stoll. Each episode will empower you to ignite your inner fire and provide methods to maximize your mental and physical performance. You never know how one valuable insight can make such a big impact. Please leave a 5-star review if this episode leaves a positive impact on you. And don't be shy to screenshot and share episodes on social media that you find helpful so we can spread the message and make the world a better place. You never know who may need to hear and the impact it has on them too. We're only scratching the surface. There's so much more to learn. Subscribe and stick around to manage stress, improve your health, and create lasting lifestyle changes. Buckle up and get ready to spark your transformation with Nova Fusion.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to EMG Transformations. I'm energized to light up your day with Jason Wolbers. Jason is a business owner and sales professional turned positive mindset specialist. He wrote the book, The Power of a Positive Mindset, to help you learn how to develop and maintain a more positive outlook on life. He believes everyone is put on earth for a purpose, and he wants to help you dig down deep to find that purpose. I met Jason at a book signing, and I can truly say that he matches the cover as he has a big smile and charismatic energy that lights up the room. I'm honored to give you guys a dose of positivity on today's episode. Thank you for joining us, Jason.
Well, Dan, thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here today.
Yeah, me too, man. We had a conversation to prep a little bit, and I was like, we could have just recorded that one, actually. So
That was a good conversation.
Yeah. So those are always the best ones that are just natural and free-flowing, and I know that's how this is going to be as well. And something that I like to do to kick these conversations off is I'm always interested to hear more about the backstory, because we all see the great successes that people have, but when we peel back the layers, usually there's some trials and tribulations, some failures that, you know, they had to go through to get to where they are. So I'd love to hear more about some of those experiences and even struggles that shaped you into who you are today.
Yeah, I'd be happy to share that with you. So basically back in 1995, when I graduated high school, I teased my parents, and it's in my book in the introduction, but I teased them and said, you know, me going to college would be a waste of my time and your money. You know, I'm not interested in doing that. I am interested, however, in, you know, going to work with you guys. So I went to work with them. They had a dealership for a company. We sell home fire safety equipment. And I'm still doing that to this day, 29 years later, Dan. But just life in general, you know how it, like you said, every time there's a success, there's a whole bunch of, you know, it seems like landmines or speed bumps. Some of them are speed bumps and some of them are worse. The biggest speed bump I probably ever went through is I went from being like the number one salesperson in the nation 2 years in a row in 96 and 97 at 19 and 20 years old. I was so young and energetic, and that's why I was doing so well. I just was excited, and I loved working with people, and I loved selling these products, and I had so much fun doing it. And that is why I was hard to beat, because of that. You know, I was just motivated. I was positive, excited, doing it for the right reasons. But what happened to me was at like 21, 22 years old, you go from being number one, and then all of a sudden you're third, then fifth, and, you know, just sort of working on me. And I started developing this anxiety issue from, it would start with stress, and then it would basically start with stress, and then it would turn to anxiety. And that kind of led to some depression for me too. Like some pretty, actually, you know, I'm being easy on myself by saying that I was pretty depressed, and I went into kind of a bad spot in my life. And, you know, you can't really, success just doesn't mean as much without a whole bunch of failure along the way and without a whole bunch of trial and tribulation. And I've certainly had my fair share in that first bout with anxiety that turned, or stress that turned into anxiety and depression, was really the first time I'd ever experienced any major life event. Obviously, since then, that was in my early 20s. I'm 47 years old now. Obviously, I've had multiple different things happen to me, because of me, some of the minor or the small failures that I had along the way, Dan, were my own doing, because I got in my own way. I recently told a group of people that I've brought to our business, they're doing really, really well. They're on their success journeys. And I got them together for breakfast last Thursday. And I told them, I said, listen, don't beat your face against the same brick wall that I already did. I did that for you, so you don't have to. So I'm bloodied, bruised. I got the scars to prove it, but we just kept forging forward, Dan. And I think that's what success is all about, is when the stuff happens, you find a way to overcome it at the time and you keep moving forward.
Man, I love that mindset. And that's why we had to bring you on today. And you mentioned that contrast too, because there's a big part of that as well. When you've experienced those hard times, it makes those good times that much sweeter and enjoyable, and you're grateful for it. And then that fuels more good times. And, it's like the snowball effect, but in a good way. Like, we can change momentum. And that's the hardest thing, though, to flip the switch when we're going down this, downward spiral, to say, hey, let's switch it here and go back upward. That's a hard thing to do. So I'm curious, how did you break that cycle when you were in those early days, and how did you get more positive and bounce back?
Good. Yep, that's a great question. What it really boils down to is, dating myself back even a little bit further, when I was 18, I first graduated high school, a good friend of my dad gave me this set of tapes, and that's going to date me too, because they were actually cassette tapes, Dan, not CDs, okay? Not an iPhone listening to it on YouTube, right? A literal cassette tape.
Wow.
Yeah, it was called The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. And The Strangest Secret, you've heard of it?
I got the book, yeah.
Oh God, this is great. I knew you and I would get along great. But the premise is that you become what you think about. And that's the thing, Dan. For me, I kept going back to that. I was so fortunate that my parents' close friends gave me that at 18 years old, when I was so influenceable. At 18, you're so, like, especially your dad's good friend gives you something, you're like, oh my gosh, this must be really good. So I did listen to it, and I wore those tapes out and listened and listened and listened. The long and the short of it is, I would continue to revert back to that when I'd have these life things, these things happen to me or because of me. I would say, I am where I am today because of the way that I think, because of the way that I thought. And that's how I've always been able to snap myself back, is going back to that premise. Then, is it Rhonda Byrne wrote The Secret?
Yeah,
you've heard of that one, right?
Yeah.
And that came along. Oprah promoted that one. That thing got huge. Next thing you know, there was a movie on that. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yeah, I'm more familiar with the movie nowadays. Yeah.
Yeah, we made our kids watch that like 10 times, dude. But if you want the short answer, Dan, that's what got me through the times. I always knew. I always believed that. I didn't know. And I lived it. Because if my life was going crappy and I was going in the wrong direction, it was because of the way I was thinking. And I was able to trace it back. And I think that your short answer is that we become what we think about. I bought into it. I knew that the philosophy worked, good and bad, so that I knew that if I was down in the dumps and things were going bad, that I could turn it around with my thoughts.
Man, and that takes some radical awareness. I always say that awareness is the first step to changing anything. And part of that awareness is taking accountability that, my thoughts, my actions are what got me here. And a lot of times we're going to want to point the finger and be like, no, it was this circumstance that got me here. It was that person that did that thing that got me here. But no, it's always us. And when we can really acknowledge that, that's when we take the power back from all these other circumstances and external events. And then we have the power. And then it's like, what are you going to do with it now? Are you going to take steps forward in a more positive, constructive direction? And it sounds like that's what you did.
Yeah, and that's what I've continued to do. And the longer you do it, it's just like any other good habit or bad habit. The longer you do it, the easier it is to keep doing it. The easier it is to realize that, okay, when I start spiraling, I got to catch myself faster every time. You're still going to spiral. You're still going to have the bad times. You're still going to find yourself going down that rabbit hole, that negative rabbit hole. It doesn't matter how upbeat and positive you are. You're going to have days. I had one just yesterday. I even said to my wife, I'm like, God, this has been a terrible day. And I never say that, dude, ever. So that's just, it was a feeling though. And I knew it. Just the way I was feeling. So I snapped myself out of that one by doing a workout, by the way. That helped me. But right. I, yeah, just knowing that and learning that at a young age and then continuing to go back to it, like catching yourself every single time it starts to happen. Now I catch myself sooner. It still happens, but I catch myself sooner, and I've just haven't spiraled out of control in a long, long time.
Yeah, that's so good. And it reminded me of one of these mantras that I've really been adopting in these past 6 months is that, this is just a feeling and feelings are temporary. Whether it's, frustration, whether it's, physical pain, I got that with Crohn's disease sometimes. That will remind me that, hey, whatever I'm feeling that's, this discomfort, whether it's mental or physical, it's just temporary and I'm gonna get through this. And just that easy reminder. And like you said, it's like the quicker we can remind ourselves that, the better. Sometimes it takes me a little bit longer to be like, hey, what's your mantra here? It's temporary. Keep going.
That's
So
good.
just to have something like that in your toolkit that you can go back to. And like I was doing an interview today, it's like, what's the thing that snaps you out of that? For me, just meditation or mindfulness and then being out in nature. So before this call, just to clear my head, it's pretty nice out in Michigan today. We got some sun, probably in Ohio as well.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm doing an outdoor walk here in a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So like just that 5 minutes with my dogs, like, that lit me up and now I'm feeling good and I'm ready to have this conversation. Whereas if I could have just been working the whole time, like maybe I would be, a little bit more mental fatigued. And so, having those things in your toolkit just to, keep on going and optimize your day is so important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and one of these other things is, especially with the positive mindset, is your environment and not only the physical environment, but especially who we surround ourselves with. So I'm curious, who are some of your biggest direct and indirect role models and, particularly this personal development space that you learned from and absorbed from, and like, what are some of those things?
That's a good question too. I've had a lot of them, and when you're in the when you get into the personal development type of stuff, a lot of times you'll have a mentor that you'll never ever meet. Maybe you'll never meet them firsthand.
True.
So people like Tony Robbins, I like him. I think he inspires me. When I listen to Tony talk, it just makes me want to be a better me. And I see, I like people like him that have made it so big, but you can just tell he's never forgotten where he came from.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard his story, but man, he came from nothing, like less than nothing. And so he's a real big inspiration to me. And I know that he's huge now, and people see the Tony Robbins that is now, but anybody that follows him knows, hey, there was a different Tony Robbins that had to work really, really hard to get where he's at. So Tony Robbins would be a big one as far as like reading books, watching videos, listening to material. He was a big one for me. Zig Ziglar, I got to meet Zig Ziglar twice. You ever heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him, but I'm not as familiar with his work. Yeah, but I know he's up there in this
Yeah,
space.
and Zig's passed away, but see, that's what I love. Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar have been gone for years. Jim Rohn was another big one for me. It's Rohn. If you've never heard of him, he's good. He was so good. And his voice is mesmerizing when you listen to him speak. But those two guys had a lot of influence over me too, because they were their philosophy in life matched my values and my, where I wanted to be and what I wanted to do. And Zig Ziglar was a sales trainer and motivational speaker. That's what Zig was. And Zig taught a lot of the principles that worked in the business that I am in. So naturally, I was drawn to his material. But I've read, I've read all of Grant Cardone's books, because again, the sales background that Grant has is second to none. And so I love his books. My dad's the one that got me in the business. My dad is still, every time I talk to him, Dan, I learn something different about life. Watching my dad, probably the biggest thing I learned, I'm being honest with you, is how to be a good husband. He's a great husband to my mom. They're both still living, thank God. And he's just a great example of what a husband should be. Not to mention, he was my business mentor and all that. But I mean, the list does go on and on. There's a whole bunch of them. But in recent months, a mutual friend, the reason that we actually met one another, Nick Hutchison's made a big impact on my life.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's a connector, and he's the reason that me and you met, right?
Yeah, exactly. And
So
It's cool how those things can just come together as well.
Exactly. In the last few months since we met, you've been a big inspiration to me, to be honest with you. I follow your Instagram. You probably notice I like everything you put out. I enjoy people like you who are young, full of energy, and have a good spirit. And I'm not afraid to follow someone who's younger than me
Yeah,
either.
and I appreciate that. I'm learning from you, and we're both repping the Inspired Kindness
You
here.
dang
So
right.
thank you for that, man, and just
You're
continuing to
welcome.
push out the message. I'm just so, I feel like certain things happen for a reason, and
Yes.
going to that book signing for me was just all of a sudden I saw it on an ad on LinkedIn, and then a couple of days later I'm like, if I can do it, I'm gonna do it. And I decided to do it, drove an hour out, and good things happen when we stretch ourselves like that. So I'm glad that I got to meet some amazing people, Nick, Ken, yourself.
Yeah.
It's
Same.
incredible.
I want to mention two more people. My wife, of course, Tara. She's been a huge inspiration to me. She's actually the one that snapped me out of my worst depression ever. She's the one that she had to remind me who I was and what I believed in. And when she did that, I snapped out of that one and never went back to actual depression. I mean, I have days, but I was in a pretty deep state at that time with anxiety and depression, and she snapped me out. So I would be remiss if I didn't mention her. And then another one, and this is more recent, the last 3 or 4 years I've been following Power of Positivity, Kristen Butler. And once again, because the great connector, Nick Hutchison, I was able to meet her, get pictures with her. Now we conversate back and forth on Instagram all the time. Like she messages me, man. I love it. But she's a big inspiration to me and my wife both. I will tell you that. Kristen Butler is an amazing, amazing person. And I do know her personally. And I know that it's real.
Yeah, that's the thing, like got to be real. That integrity, doing things for the right reasons, like those are the people that I want to surround myself personally. And we
Absolutely.
weren't gonna leave your wife out. That was the next question, so I had
Oh,
to follow
good.
it up with that, because you did mention offline how she did make a really positive impact on you when you really needed it at that time in your life. So I just wanted to touch more on that if you're open to it.
I am open to it. Basically, what had happened is I was once again spiraling out of control, but I don't even remember how old I was, to be honest with you. You know, some of these things you look back and you're like, God, I'm just so glad it's over. But, you know, I was probably, gosh, if I had to guess, I would say I was in my early 30s. So I was still dealing with this crap, you know, starting in my early 20s and a decade later, still dealing with it. You know, it would come and go. It was ebb and flow, but this was a really bad bout. And we had gone to church and, you know, I was probably hungover from drinking so much the night before. I was one of those people that would drink to try to just have a good time on Saturday night and then really regret it on Sunday because I'd feel like crap. And I don't know anybody that has depression. I'm going to recommend right now minimize drinking because I'll tell you something. The night of, you're usually fine. It's the next day. It's such a depressant.
Yes.
It's such a depressant when you're depressed. Now, if you're not depressed, I'm sure it's fine. But if you're depressed, you have to be careful. So this is what happened. We went to church and I was just down and out and I was probably just talking negative on the way home, and she pulls up in the driveway, Dan, and the kids go inside. Okay, our little kids, they were pretty small at the time, but they go inside. Mom says, we'll be right in. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't really remember what she said to me, but I do remember it was pretty serious conversation, Dan. And the rubber met the road that day, and she basically told me, you have I'm sorry, basically that I had to make changes in my life, you know. And as she wasn't telling me she wasn't going to stay or anything like that, Dan, because that's not how she is. But she was telling me, if you want me to be happy, you need to make changes in your life because you are not a fun person to be around right now. And the funny thing is, Dan, the night before at Saturday night, if I was hanging out with friends, they probably would have never known I had a problem. Isn't that crazy?
It's usually how it goes. It is crazy.
Yeah. But I was really hurting inside,
Yeah.
like physically or mentally. And then it leads to physical, real pain. And that's why people do drugs sometimes. That's why people do alcohol, because it does temporarily make you feel a little bit better. It can have the reverse effect that night too, of course. But yeah, that was a real one for me. That was a snap out moment where I can honestly tell you, Dan, after that day, you know, it took me a long time, Okay, it took me a long time, but I snapped out. Then there's another story that I tell. I'll make this very quick. But I was lying in bed and I don't remember. This was even before that. So there's been a few bouts where it got really bad in my life. And the first one, I snapped myself out of it. This is a good story too. I was watching TV late at night, and I tell the story like this. I was watching TV late at night because I couldn't freaking sleep ever because I was so stressed and I was so full of anxiety. I always thought I was having a heart attack. John Skomsky will tell you too. I don't know if you're, yeah, you met John. He was at the event. John's awesome. He's got a great podcast too, but little plug for him. But John and I did a podcast together on his, and we talked a lot about anxiety, but this happened. So I'm laying in bed, and you said connections happen for a reason, right?
Yeah, they do.
This attaches to that thought. I'm watching TV and this program comes on by the mid, it's called the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. And I watched it. I'm like, I did not have the $500. I was broke. But I had a credit card, so I bought the program on a whim, and I was like, I have to do this. I had no choice. I was destitute, dude. So I was like, I had to do it. So I went through this entire program with them. She had a doctor on staff, and she her name was Lucinda Bassett. That they were from, I believe they were from Michigan too, or Ohio. But the long and the short of it, doesn't really, the moral of that story is I had to take the bull by the horns both freaking times. The first time I snapped out of it, I found that program and I had to do it, even though it sucked and it was tough to do. I just had to take the bull by the horns and do it. The second time, she couldn't do it for me. She just sort of let me know, look, you've got to make some changes. So she was the nudge that time. I was the nudge the first time. But if the work doesn't get done, you're not going to get out of it.
And that's one of the things I really ponder on is, I always try to tell people you don't have to have that big breakdown to have the breakthrough, but so often we do go through that breakdown and, for your sake, like luckily it didn't really spiral and it got to that point where things were bad, but like
Yeah.
it wasn't this like catastrophic event, which it
No, it
very
wasn't.
well could have gone into that direction if you didn't have those snaps.
And I
And
think it would have.
exactly. And so I'm wondering, how do we really prevent people from, getting to those things? Like, what was it for you that like got that awareness to be like, you know what? I do need to make a change. Like, this enough is enough. I need to do this now. Like, what sparked that action for you? Because that's the hardest part is to take that first step.
For me, and I was probably once, I probably wasn't clinically depressed yet. I was probably close. Like I probably wasn't clinical because I think once you get clinical, you're going to need intervention. You're going to need a doctor. You're going to need some help, and there's nothing wrong with getting help from a doctor, psychologist. So, if you're struggling right now and you're watching this, there's no shame in that game whatsoever. I never got to that point. I got to points where I go to the doctor because I thought I was having a heart attack, but not, I never really was honest with them, and told them the real issues. And, I didn't want to get mental help, I mean, I would now in a heartbeat, but I feel like for me, I'm very fortunate because I grew up in the sales business. So personal development was something that I was doing through it all. I was still listening to good things, and I was in sales, so I had to be. I was still going to conferences. I was still showing up and hearing people tell their success stories, and hearing people talk about how to stay motivated on a day-to-day basis and things like that. So I feel like I was fortunate, but if somebody's watching this that's struggling, that's where it could start. Just start small with a little bit of self-love, a little bit of self-care. Follow Power of Positivity. Follow Dan. Follow people like me. And Nick Hutchison, people that are promoting, what I mean, good things. Because it's this little bit each day. If you can just put a little bit of good in here each day, then you'll know it'll guide you when you get into those situations. But for me, it was just getting so far gone, realizing this is gonna go in a bad direction if I don't do something. That's what sparked me to take the actions.
Dr. Doug's offers the best organic topical balms for protecting, healing, and restoring your skin and life. Just twist off a cap, apply like lotion, and get ready to feel outstanding. My favorite products are the magnesium balm for headaches and recovery balm for coaching basketball or training for a Spartan race. But that's not all. It started with Dr. Doug's original Miracle Balm, a rejuvenating balm fueled with all organic ingredients, including beeswax, extra virgin olive oil, extra virgin coconut oil, shea butter, peppermint and lavender essential oils, and vitamin E. This one-of-a-kind solution is designed to tackle an array of skin concerns such as itchy dry skin, eczema, any rashy irritated areas, and much more. Now if you're bright and pasty like me, you may want to consider their Miracle Balm plus Zinc as a natural sunscreen to keep you from frying up without any harmful SPF chemicals that are linked to cancer. Now do you hate bugs? Me too, but we got you. Try Dr. Doug's Bug Potion to repel bugs, relieve itchy bites, and kill bacteria so you can enjoy the great outdoors once again. There is truly something for everybody, including that little one in your life who is trying to tell you to get Dr. Doug's Baby Balm for their bum right now. And here's your chance. Click the link in our show notes now to enhance your life with Dr. Doug's Balms and get extra to share with those who you care about. Take back your power and feel outstanding with Dr. Doug's Natural Balms.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that pain will really spark us to make that change. And, you know, mm-hmm. for anyone that's, you know, in that spot right now and they're looking for ways to get out of it, just another recommendation in addition to what you just gave us is that I got this cool book here called The Power of a Positive Mindset. So you guys can check that out as well. But yeah. When it comes to, you know, just on the topic of this positive mindset now, what are some of your favorite tips to maintain that positive mindset or just get into, you know, an elevated state?
Okay, this first tip I'm going to give you is a gem. Have you read Mel Robbins' book, The 5-Second Rule, by chance?
I haven't, but I'm familiar with Mel. Yeah.
Just so you know, I hadn't read it up until this month. I just got done reading it yesterday. So I just read it myself. It's a really good book, though. And it's funny because her philosophy is, you know, 5-4-3-2-1, take action. Don't put things off. If it comes into your head, you're going to put it off. If you put it off, you're probably not going to do it. But in my book, The Power of a Positive Mindset, I talk about a similar thing. And it's funny because, you know, you listen to all these different people and you're like, they're kind of saying the same things in a different way.
Yeah.
So my snap out of it thing for people, that this is a good takeaway, is Dan, let's just say, do you have any nieces, nephews, little children, friends, kids, anything like that in your life?
Yeah, I got a little cousin right now.
Perfect. You got a little cousin. So you walk in the room, Dan, and your little cousin is watching, let's just, whatever show you want to pick, a bad one that cusses a lot, right? And they're sitting there watching this. What would you do, Dan? Would you grab the remote?
Yeah, I'm changing that channel.
Boom. The philosophy I talk about in the book is called changing the channel. Oh. And it's the mental channel. If any one of us, dude, you wouldn't even have to know the child. If you walked into a room and a child was watching something they shouldn't, you're going to grab that remote and be like, oh my gosh, turn this down, turn it off. So why are we allowing this crap to stay in our minds? Why would we get on a negative thought process and stay there voluntarily? And it's a very hard thing to do at first, just like the 5-second rule. It's, you know, it's easier said than done, right? It's simple, but it's not easy. She talks about that throughout the book. That 5-4-3-2-1 principle, simple, but it's not easy. Changing your channel is simple, but it's not easy. Here's the good news, Dan. Over time, it gets a lot easier. Like right now for me, like yesterday, I had to change the channel about 50 times in my mind, but I just kept doing it. Finally, the day kind of overwhelmed me and I had that negative outburst to my wife, like, this has been a terrible day, but that's rare. It's rare for me to, I usually wouldn't profess that out there, but I did.
You're human, man.
But the change the channel thing would probably be the biggest takeaway I could give you from the book, just to entice someone to grab a copy and read the rest of it. The bottom line is, it's a simple thing. When a negative thought comes into your head, Dan, change the channel to something you do want. My wife tells me and our kids are adults now, they're 22 and 24, but if we verbally say something like, I don't want whatever, she looks at us instantly every single time, Dan, and says, well, what do you want? Mm. That's all you're doing in your mind. You're taking it from what you don't want, the thought of what you don't want, that's a negative thought, and you're replacing it with what you do want. Change the channel.
Man, again, it's such a great tool, but again, it's harder to do than it is
It
to
is.
say. But actually,
It is.
when we put in the reps, that's where we'll get those results, and we can change that channel a lot quicker. And I would even suggest like have a menu of positive channels
There
that you
you
can
go.
just go to. And so instead
Yes.
of taking the work out of the thinking, it's like, what do I do to get out of it? Just have like
Yeah.
3 to 5 things that go to. It's like, I'm gonna go out, take a
Absolutely.
walk. I'm gonna go exercise. Like, just have these things in place. And then
Yes.
whenever something comes, that's the trigger. And then you got a response ready.
That's a good idea. That adds to what I just said. My sister-in-law, her name is Jolene. It's my wife's sister. She is like this book's biggest fan. I mean, I should do a commercial with her in it. But she uses the change the channel now all the time. And at first it was very hard. And I know you're sitting there thinking about it because believe me, when you think about it, it is easier said than done. It really, especially for someone like you're developed, man, you've been working on yourself mentally. But someone's at the very beginning of their process and they just want to make changes. Don't beat yourself up. That's negative too. Don't beat yourself up. If you don't catch it and you spiral out of control one day, wake up the next day and say, you know what? I'm going to change the channel better today than what I did yesterday. I allowed myself to have a bad day yesterday. But I do need people to understand one thing, Dan. Our thoughts are within our control. Unless we are mentally ill, and I'm not, listen, that's real. There are some people that this does not apply to. And I feel for those people. I really do. Okay. But most of us, our thoughts are within our control. And that's the blessing and the curse of this message, is that they're within our control. So we're right where we're at because of the way we thought.
And it's actually this it's a comforting idea for me, because it's what got me out of this victim mentality early on in my illness, is that I felt like I couldn't control everything that was happening. It was just the illness came out of nowhere, like all these responses, the complications, none of it was foreseen. And I just had this victim mentality, and I was really angry at the world at that point. Like, why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? All these wrong questions. And it wasn't until I just took responsibility and accountability. First, I accepted, this is what happened. I may have not done anything. I may have done something to provoke this, but I can't change it from not happening. It's done. It's here. What can I do now? What's within my control that I can do to move forward in a more positive direction and not stay in this negative mindset? Because, man, I was in that negative mindset for about 2.5 years. Like, it was just one thing after another, and I couldn't break that stretch of events. But it wasn't until I had this moment where I say it's my last rock bottom moment in February 2018, when I don't think I've shared this with you actually. I was diagnosed with mono E. coli. I got an intestinal blockage, so I had to go to the ER. This was all in a week span. And then same week as I'm or right before I went to the ER, my girlfriend of 3.5 years, she broke up with me without any explanation. So, based on the physical side, the mental side, feeling like I'm worthless, feeling like I'm never gonna get over this condition and my illness, like, for me, I was like, I'm never gonna be in this position ever again. And so I made that commitment, that week to do everything that I can to get myself in a better position, get myself healthy, get myself, mentally stable, because I frankly wasn't at that point. So, sometimes it does come to that, breakdown, but we always have the choice. And so controlling what you can control, like, it wasn't until I really adopted and started applying that idea and taking the responsibility that, hey, it's on me to fix this. But, there's power in that too, because now it's like nothing else, that doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is in here and what I decide to do with it. So I just wanted to share that story.
No, I appreciate that too, dude, because it when you get to know people's story, you completely understand why they do what they do, and it makes perfect sense to me now why your outreach is so huge. Like you're trying to help other people because you know exactly what it feels like to be in that spot, and that's kind of what I'm doing too. I mean, we're kind of on the same page. We're on the
Exactly.
same page. See, one of the reasons, and I tell my wife this all the time, one of the reasons I started Jason Wilbur's Motivation, one of the reasons I wrote the book, and one of the reasons I do the videos and I do the posts every day, and I put all the time and effort and energy into it, it's for the person that is desperate,
Yes.
destitute. You know, people like you and me, yeah, we pick something up and we watch it, and we've been watching stuff for years, and we already got to kind of, we should still do it, and we need to still do it. And I am doing that kind of stuff for people like you, don't get me wrong. But it is it, we really need to reach those that are destitute right now before it's too late for them.
Yeah, I
You
agree.
never know, Dan, when one of your posts, one of your videos, one of your programs is literally going to save somebody's life.
Yeah, I'm laughing right now because the post that I did yesterday, I had so many comments of people saying, "You don't know how much I needed to hear this message at this moment." And I'm
Is that
like,
the one where you were walking?
it was,
Oh, I loved it.
yeah. And it was just like, I saw so many of those comments. I got a couple messages too. I'm like, I recorded this back in August last year, and I'm just now
It
posting it.
looked
So
really nice outside, yeah.
yeah, but the timing, it's crazy to me. Like, it really made a significant impact on those who really needed it. And I could have posted that months ago, but for some reason it came out yesterday. So
That's
I don't
awesome.
know how all that works, but I know that it helped people, and I know that continuing to share that message, I'm gonna continue to help more people. So just
You
gotta
are.
keep on going. And you mentioned something how when you heard my story, it's like the empathy. I was in that position and now I want to help others. We were talking before on our previous call. You mentioned how basically the theme or the purpose of your book is you want people to know that you matter. And I
Yes.
was wondering if, based on hearing your story now, was there a point in your life when you felt like you didn't necessarily matter as much? And is that why that this message is so important to you?
Yes, to a certain degree. Even in my desperate moments in life, I always still believed that I was here for a reason. You know, I am a man of faith. I believe in God. And I really, you know, so I always believed that I was here for a reason. But I'm just being honest. There were definitely times where I thought it would be easier on me if I weren't here. Easier for me. You know, maybe not the others around me, but for me to not have to deal with the anxiety and stress and depression. Yeah, there were plenty of moments. You know, I wasn't close per se, you know, to taking my own life or anything, but I can see why people go down a path like that. It's slow progression is what takes people there. But yes, it probably at the root, that probably is exactly why the You Matter theme in here. I believe it's day 36. Let me open this up. Yeah, it is. And like one of the videos I like to do is I like to just jump on a video real quick and say, you matter, your life matters, you were put here on purpose and for a purpose. And if nobody's ever told you that, I'm telling you that right now. So I'm telling your audience that right now, Dan, you matter, your life matters, you're put here on purpose and for a purpose. And you need to remember that during those tough times because we do matter, we all matter. You matter, I matter, everyone around us, everyone you're gonna see today matters. And yes, I do think at the core, at the root, that is definitely why I do what I do. It's not a surface level. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, it always does come back, I feel like, to helping, that younger version of ourselves that really needed it at that time when we just felt like we didn't have any resources or help. And so, what we needed the most is something that we have to give out to the world now because we know what it feels like. And again, just that empathy and
That's
that
right.
caring for others, it's inspired kindness. Like that's really the
Dang
message
right.
behind that. It's like we both know what it feels like to be in those dark times, and I just want
Yes.
people to know that you don't have to stay there. You can bounce back, and we're having this conversation today for exactly that reason, to show
Yeah.
that we've both been through our tough times, but Look at us now. Like, we're both very happy guys, and we're doing important things in the world, and we feel good about it. And anyone out there listening, they can make that transformation as well. So just the more conversations, the more awareness, the more inspiration, like that's what we're here to do.
That's right. Absolutely. Every morning when I wake up, I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference in the world. And I know you do too. I wouldn't even have to ask you that question. I just know it from getting to know you.
And as we're wrapping this up, man, we're gonna have to bring you back again, because this is just flowing nicely. It's like 40 minutes is just
I know it's flown
it
by.
just flew by. This is a question that I like to just wrap up these conversations. And for you, what's been one of the greatest lessons or pieces of advice received that has made the biggest impact on you going forward?
Well, just never give up. That's like a life thing for me too. Like, don't give up. Keep on going. Yes, life is going to be hard. It's going to be in on Thanksgiving Day 2022, I was in Iowa with my wife's family. I get a call from my dad. Actually, it was the third call that I found out my brother had passed away of a massive heart attack, Dan.
Sorry to hear
But
that.
I appreciate that. The reason I brought that up, though, I had to find a way to keep going. You're gonna get a phone call someday. Someone you love is gonna be gone abruptly. It's gonna happen. It happens to everybody, right? You got to keep going. You're gonna lose a job. You might have a bad relationship. You might end up in a divorce. You fill in the blank. I might have, boom. Some people are living it right now. It's happening to you right now. Move forward. Keep on going. Never give up. The only way you're going to lose in any area of your life is if you completely quit.
Yeah, that the only way you guys lose, I just want to reiterate that, is if you give up, is if you stop.
Yes.
But if you keep going, you can make inches progress, and just
That's
have
right.
faith in the invisible progress that you're making as well. Because
Yes.
even if you're just trying, you're getting in a more positive direction than you would be if you're just not trying and you're just giving up and you just put the towel over. You're not making progress that way. So even no matter how small it is, guys, like, it makes such a big difference. And thank you so much for, just dropping all of
You're
these
welcome.
wisdoms with us today. I would love to know how we can support you now. I'll put the link to your book, The Power of a Positive Mindset, in the show notes so everyone can grab their copy. And what
Awesome.
else do you have going on in your world, or what are you working on? Something that you're looking forward to? Just let us know, man.
One thing would be I'm in the process of writing a second book. It's another 90-day challenge, and that's what this book is. For those of you that haven't picked up a copy or don't know much about it, it's kind of a 90-day challenge in the sense that you read it 90 days in a row. That's the goal. And if you just read the introduction, go to the ebook online and just read the intro real quick if you can, and you'll know exactly what the premise of the book is. It's just a little bit, 5, 7 minutes of reading each day to get your day off to the right start, or to close your day out right, whenever you want to read it. But I am writing a second book. Now, as you probably know, with titles of books, you got to do a lot of research. I don't want to take one that's already real popular and stuff like that. But it's along the lines of the power of habits, the power of positive habits. That's what the book's about. It's about habits, which this book's all about habits too, if you think about it. But this one is concertedly about habits. That's literally what I'm speaking about. I'm going to give a lot of examples in there. But when that comes out, of course, you could purchase a copy of that. But you can follow me just about anywhere social media exists at Jason Wolbers Motivation.
Perfect.
Jason Wolbers Motivation. And the website is jasonwolbersmotivation.com. Join my email list too by going to the website and just opting in. JasonWolbersMotivation.com. Dan, thank you for having me. I really appreciate you. You're my kind of person. You're a young, energetic guy that the world needs more of.
Man, I appreciate that. And right back at you, man. We haven't known each other for that long, but it feels like it's been way longer. So
It does.
I'm just excited to continue on growing with you. And like we mentioned, like, we got some future collaborations in the works with just
Absolutely.
giving back to the community and helping out people. So I'm really excited for that. Jason, thank you so much for sharing your insights and your positive outlook with us today. You're empowering future generations with the mental toolkit to live happier and more fulfilled lives. You lead by example with your willingness to give back and do the right thing, and humanity is better and brighter because of you. Thank you so much for impacting us today.
You're welcome, Dan, and thank you very much for having me.
All right, end scene, cut. Podcast in the books, man.
You're easy to podcast with, man. You're a great interviewer. You're in. It's nice because I feel like we vibed well off of each other. Like when you wanted to make a point, I was just, yeah, you're easy to read. I was, you're good at your job. You're good at what you're doing there.
Thank you,
I've been
man.
On several of these. Yeah.
Yeah. I just try to have natural conversations and, you know, try to not to make it too scripted. Like usually I have a lot of questions. I don't even get to them. So, yeah, I like how we were just able to build off of each other there. Like that's, it's like a mastermind at that point. Like 1 + 1 = 3.
It was perfect. It was, I'd make a point, then you'd build off the point, or you'd make a point, then I'd build off the same point. And I think the people that are fortunate enough to snag on and watch this episode are going to realize there's some pretty good tips in this sucker. We both gave some pretty good insight.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and transform your life? Well, get ready because we have the solution for you. Introducing the NovaFusion 21-Day Wellness and Resilience Challenge, the ultimate program designed to stack massive momentum, achieve peak performance, and spark your transformation. In just 21 days, you can experience a total wellness revolution. Our challenge is jam-packed with daily inspiration, education, downloadable resources, and exciting challenges to keep you fired up and on track. But that's not all. When you join the challenge, you'll also become a member of our exclusive NovaFusion family. Together, we'll support and uplift one another as we continue to grow and thrive. Unlock the secrets of the world's best wellness and resilience practices to stay mentally and physically fit for a lifetime. From renewing healing practices to transformative high performance techniques, we've got you covered. And here's something that sets us apart. I believe in these practices so much that I'm offering a money back guarantee. That's right, if you don't see results, you can get your money back, so you have absolutely nothing to lose but everything to gain. So what are you waiting for? Take advantage of this limited time opportunity right now. Go to NovaFusion.co/challenge to sign up and embark on the journey of a lifetime. Let's spark your transformation together. I can't wait to see you on the other side.